day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Oklahoma Ag Credit supports rural Oklahoma with reliable and consistent credit today and tomorrow. They provide loans for rural land, livestock, equipment, and operating costs to farmers, ranchers, and rural businesses across 60 Oklahoma counties. Oklahoma Ag Credit's Country Home Loan Program provides financing for purchasing or refinancing homes in rural communities. And we're proud to say that Oklahoma Ag Credit is a proud sponsor of our Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News email.
Did you know that June is National Dairy Month? June is the perfect time to celebrate dairy by drinking milk and eating cheese, yogurt, and of course, ice cream. I'm Debbie Arthur of Arthur Dairy. I'm a proud dairy farmer, and I invite you to join me in celebrating all things dairy this month. To search recipes that include healthy and delicious dairy foods, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Well, active buyer support moving into the cattle futures today with feeder cattle trade once again leading the market. Strong triple-digit gains seen in all feeder cattle trade with nearby futures trading $4 per hundredweight and higher. July corn futures about a quarter of a cent lower. The Dow Jones 454 points higher. NASDAQ up 153 points. Over in live cattle, triple-digit gains developing in the futures trade holding nearby contracts $1 to $1.70 per hundredweight higher. A combination of increased non-commercial support moving back into the complex following the test of long-term lows in the complex being coupled with news reports that a BSE cow has developed in Brazil. This could shake up global buying activity for countries that primarily use Brazilian beef. But the impact is still uncertain as there is still much more information needed before long-term buying decisions are made. But the initial market reaction has been generally positive with strong gains in feeder cattle as trades look at this being a potential for long-term shifts in the global beef supply. The early week movement, though, of cash cattle may cause most sales to be wrapped up as early as midweek. Box beef cutouts today higher, up 56 cents in select and up 37 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 70 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, though, sharp gains have quickly and aggressively moved into the feeder cattle trade. The potential to move feeder cattle futures to limit highs is developing with all nearby contracts holding gains of $4 per hundredweight or greater. Meanwhile, today, grains were mixed with corn trade, backing off 10 to 12 cents after the lower than expected planting progress, with demand concerns moving back to the forefront. Soybean trade 3 to 4 cents higher today, with trade starting to carve out of a short-term range, meal $1 to $2 higher, and oil 15 to 25 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 3 to 15 cents lower overnight, with Kansas City trade the downside leader despite weather concerns and a sharp decline in conditions in Oklahoma, with the net conditions improved. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.